请我们读诗篇六十八篇。
Please turn to Psalm 68.
我们从一节读到十九节。
We read from verse 1 to 19.
我们一起读好了，不要一面读一节的啊，一起贯穿的读。
And together we will read.
愿神兴起。
God arise, let his enemies be scattered.
叫那恨他的人从他面前逃跑，他们被驱逐，如烟被风吹散。恶人见神之面消灭，如蜡被火融化。唯有义人必然欢喜，在神面前高兴快乐。你们当向神唱诗，歌颂他的名。为那坐车行过旷野的修平大路，他的命是耶和华，要在他面前欢乐。神在他的圣所，做孤儿的父，做寡妇的圣乐者，做他孤独的有家，唯有出来想。
Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land.O God, when thou didst
百姓全都出来
people,
在旷野行走，那时他要见神的面震动，天也落雨，西来神也震动，神啊，你降下大雨，你产业以色列疲乏的时候，你使他坚固，你其中神啊，你的恩惠是为困苦人预备的，主发命令，他好信息的妇女成了大群，统兵的君王逃跑了，逃跑了，在家等候。你们安卧在羊圈的时候，好像各自的翅膀都白凝，领毛都黄金一半。全能者在境内赶上列王的时候，势如飘雪在沙门。巴山山是神的山，巴山山是多凤多灵的山。你们多凤多灵的山啊，为何喜看这座愿居住的山？我必住在这山直到永远。神的车辚蕊宽应天，神其中好像在西奈山一样。你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌，你在人间，又在被虐的人间受了贡献，叫耶和华神可以与他们同在。好，天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。好，我们读这一大段，读最后三十一节到三十五节。埃及的公后要出来朝见神，古诗人要急忙举手祷告。世上的列国啊，你们要向神歌唱，愿你们歌颂主，歌颂那自古驾行在诸天以上的主。他发出声音是极大的声音，你们要将能力归给神，他的威荣在以色列之上，他的能力是在全仓。神啊，你从圣所显为可畏，以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的神，神是应当称颂的，将力量全能赐给他百姓的神。
And the Lord will give them to his people strength and command.
全能就是权柄。
And that is the power, the authority.
第十八节，你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌。
And it says in verse 18 that the Lord has ascended on high and taken captive thy captives.
在新约以弗所第四章，保罗就引用这句话来开展教会的启示。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul has quoted this verse to open up the revelation to his church.
诗篇68篇成为大卫的得胜诗篇。
And Psalm 68 is the victorious psalm of David.
这篇诗是大卫出去征战得胜的时候。
And this is the psalm written when David was going out to battle.
他带着他的俘虏。
And when he has taken the captive back,
带了他的战利品,
and all, taken all the loot from the warfare,
回来的时候, 头一件事, 要上西安山去,
and the first thing at his return was to go up to Mount Zion,
把所有的俘虏跟战利品在神面前献给神,
and he will offer up all the loot and the captives up to God at such place.
然后回过头来, 把所有战利品赏给将士,
and then he will return and to give all this prize to his soldiers.
你赏给众百姓,
and also given them to his people.
这大卫的得胜诗篇,
and so therefore this is the victorious Psalm of David.
他写了这篇诗,
and when he has written this psalm,
当他往西安山上走的时候,
and that is while he was marching up towards Zion.
他一面就爬西安山，一面就唱诗篇的六十八篇了。
And while he was ascending up to Zion, and he was singing out this psalm.
愿神兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered.
因为大卫得胜了。
And because David has won the victory.
而大卫是个最大的先知,
and David is the greatest prophet of all.
他在这里写他的得胜的时候,
and when he has written about his victory,
他眼睛看见耶稣基督的得胜,
and his eyes was fixed on the victory of Jesus Christ.
那他远远不能比的,
and of course he could not compare with Christ. And because Christ has won the greatest victory in the whole universe.
怎么知道?
And how did he know?
18节是整个诗的一个中心,
and the verse 18 is the center of the whole song.
你已经升上高天,
for David has said that thou hast ascended on high,
掳掠仇敌,
thou hast led captive thy captives, thou hast received gifts among men.
保罗在以弗所第四章就引用这首圣经,
and Paul quoted this in Ephesians 4.
他说把它布料改了一点,
but then he has altered the words a little. And he has said, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast taken captive captivity, and then you have given gifts to all to men. And we know that David has not ascended on high. And at best he was only climbing Mount Zion. But then he had the victory. And with all the loot, he was going up to Zion. And while they were ascending, and he had seen with his eyes inside the greatest victory. And that is the victory of Jesus Christ. And thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captive thy
captive,
and then to give gifts to all men. And this is the central theme for this whole psalm. And therefore New Testament quoted this in order to speak of the victory the church shared. Yes, Jesus Christ has won the victory. He ascended on high, and he is above all his enemies. And there is not one thing that is not beneath Jesus Christ's feet. And Satan may reign in the air, but then our Lord is ascended above that. And he ascended on high, and then he rises up to the highest place in the whole thing. And he has won the complete victory. This victory of Jesus Christ. And he has, because he has taken captive of all captivity. And then Paul has said it in Colossians. And he said that he has taken captivities captive. And that is to say that he has exhausted all that the enemy has. And how great the enemy has the power, and how fearsome is his power, and all men has to yield to him. But when Christ won the victory, but then Christ's victory has ended all the captivity powers of the enemy. So when Paul explained this victory, and that means to put an end to it, and then to display him in public. And have you ever seen this kind of public parade? And the first time I returned back to Beijing,
我这个长辈陪着我,
and there were a few elderly relatives going with me, and I did not know how to fear.
到了故宫看这个午门口挂着个大照片嘛,
and when we gone by the Imperial Palace, I saw a great picture there.
我这叫做选手示众午门口站头的地方,
and I say, oh, this is to a place that for execution, so putting a picture there is not good.
我长辈吓坏了,把我拖在旁边,你到这里讲话小心,
and then I scared my relatives very much, and they said, you have to be careful with your words. You cannot casually
speak.
And you cannot say these are the criminals that put on display.
我不管我的事,我们是故意要这样来,
and
我他们要读点书啊，在这个午门口挂着个照片不好看的。And
I say, how come they don't know this history and then put the picture up here at this particular gate?
这是小事，是吧？But
that is a small matter.
耶稣得胜。
When Jesus Christ won the victory,
所有的仇敌,
and he overcame all the enemies,
没有一个仇敌不胜过的,
that is to say, there is not one enemy left.
举出一个来，主胜过了。
And then if you can name one, one over him, and then anyone.
他已经升上高天,
for he has ascended on high.
掳掠仇敌,
and he has taken captivities captive.
保罗把一切恩赐赏给人啊,
and now he is giving all gifts to men.
保罗就他掳回来的,
and Paul was one of his captives.
保罗才厉害了,
and Paul was a marvelous man.
有个地方前几天给我打电话,
and a few days ago, someone called me.
保罗给杀人了,
he said, hey, Paul even killed someone.
这话你要讲得小心啊,
and I said, you must speak it carefully.
他杀人的是信主以前杀,信主之后没杀人的,
and he killed only before he believed in the Lord, and after he believed in the Lord, he did not.
圣经的人啊,
and Paul written the Bible,
太完全了,
and he was so perfect,
最像主的人了,
and he is like the Lord most.
神的儿子没有人可以侵犯的,
and then no one can come near to the Son of God.
人的儿子中间嘛, 保罗第一名,
but then among the sons of men, Paul may perhaps is number one.
2000年这么多的聪明头脑们都解保罗的书文,
and for 2000 years, and all the clever and intellectual people are all trying to understand Paul's writing.
到今天没解清楚嘞,
until today, there's still a lot to
保罗太伟大了,
learn. And Paul is so great.
这一个人啊, 本来的个性像是野兽, 这是,
and originally, he has this fearsome character.
太厉害了。
And he is someone fearful.
杀了斯提凡,
and he even killed Stephen.
所以主耶稣得胜了,
and therefore when Christ has won the victory,
一下把保罗掳回来了,
and suddenly Paul was taken captive by Christ.
掳回一个最大的恩赐来了,
and then the Lord has taken the greatest gift back to himself.
十二门徒嘛, 保罗福音只在耶路撒冷,
and then the other than Paul, the 12 disciples can only preach the gospel within Jerusalem.
这是一个保罗嘛, 把福音带给外邦了,
but when Paul was obtained, then the gospel could reach to the Gentiles.
没有保罗,今天我们还没得救嘞,
and without Paul, today we are still not saved.
全世界的人都要纪念保罗的,
and the whole world must remember Paul.
他已经升上高天,
and he has ascended on high,
掳掠仇敌,
and taken captivities captive.
把各样的恩赐赏给人,
now he has given men all manners of gifts.
2000年来多多少少神的仆人们都是掳掳回来的,
and for 2000 years many servants and maids of God was captives by Christ.
就是我们每一个神的儿女们都是掳掳回来的战利品,
and even each one of us is the loot of Christ.
68篇是为大卫得胜诗篇,
so Psalm 68 is the victory psalm of David.
耶稣得胜,
Jesus is victorious,
完成了这么大的救恩,
and therefore he had finished his perfect salvation.
他一连说了四种人,
and then he described to us four kinds of men.
孤儿,
and there was this fatherless,
说寡妇,
and the widows,
说孤独的,
and the people who are alone,
说被囚的,
and the people who are imprisoned.
这四种人,
and these four kinds of people
是我们天然生命的四种表现,
and are the four manifestations of the natural man.
什么叫做孤儿?
And what are these fatherless?
最没有依靠的人是孤儿,
and these are the people without help.
所有孤儿就是我们的无依无靠,
and these fatherless people speaks of their vulnerability.
什么叫做寡妇?
And what are these widows?
寡妇是失掉人生意义的人。
And the widow speaks of those who lost the significance of life.
没有真实的爱。
And they do not know what the true love is anymore.
什么叫孤独？
And what are these lonely people?
我们天然生命都孤独。
And our natural lives are always lonely.
什么叫被囚？
And what are these prisoners?
天然生命都被捆绑。
The natural life are all prisons.
一下说了四种人。
And then all of a sudden these four people are described. But then when Christ won the victory, and he has finished such great salvation, and so that the fatherless may have father, and then he may appeal and vindicate the widow, and then those lonely people now can find a home, and now the prisoners can be set free. And perhaps we can find all these four manifestations on each of us.
我们的天然生命,
yes, our natural life
没有依靠,
has no help.
我们人类是宇宙中最大的孤儿。
And the humankind is the greatest fatherless type in the whole universe.
科学发达到今天了,
and even when science advanced to such a point,
人人就一样的没有依靠。
And men still do not have much help.
完全没有依靠。
And it does not have any help.
人有依靠吗？
And what can you rely on?
我自己传从年轻传福音到现在了。
And I have preached the gospel from my young age till now.
看见多多少少人被主拯救了哈。
And we see so many people are saved by the Lord.
我好多年以前。
And many years ago.
说这个弟兄嘛，他本来就是孤儿。
And I met a brother who was originally a fatherless orphan.
他后来挣扎出来了。努力出来的。
And then after much struggle, he became a decent man.
一个地方的一个小的主管了。
And he even became a supervisor in a small department.
但从小的孤儿的那个养成功的个性还在的。
But then because he was an orphan from young, and then he has this certain personality.
他能够信任别人。
And he does not believe in other people.
也受不起压力。
And he cannot take much pressure.
好了，有这个大的案子发生了。
And one time there's a great case happened.
把他,
and he was sucked into it.
他实在是无辜的, 清白的,
and he was rather innocent and he was guilt free. But then he had to be transported from one district to the next.
被审了一个月, 审清楚了, 他没事。
And he was put under questioning and,
回来了,
and then he was set free.
回来了, 精神要崩溃的。
And when he was set free, found they not guilty, and he
was so afraid.
And his mind was kind of collapsed.
坐在那里惧怕。
And he was full of fear when he was awake or asleep.
他吃饭的时候饭里有毒，他不吃。
And then even when he is taking a meal, and then he may suspect that
你给他喝水，但是水里有毒，他不敢喝。
Or poison in the drink.
他们告诉我这个情形。
And when people told me his condition,
我就看了去。
And then I went visit him.
就夏天呢。
And that was in the summer.
他围住个围巾。
And he put a scarf around his neck. And he put a heavy hat on his head. And I sat in front of him. And he could not lift up his head. And I spoke to the Lord to him. And I could not speak on. And suddenly he got up and took pour water. And after a few words, and he got up and went to the bathroom. And the bottom line is that he did not want to listen to me. So I could not speak on either. And he said, please promise me this one thing. And a few days from now, there's a gospel meeting in a home not too far from here. And please promise me that you will show up. And then, of course, we also asked someone to bring him there. And he came, but he was still that strange with a scarf and a hat. And about his head very low. And he did not want to pay attention to the sermon. But then we prayed for him. And so many brothers and sisters prayed for him. And suddenly the Lord spoke within him. And then the voice tell him to lift up the head and look at that person. And then he lifted up his head to look at me. And the first reaction is that he said, this person looked like my cousin. But actually, that's not true. But then when he lifted up his head, and the word immediately entered him, and the Son of God's appearing,
魔鬼的座位
is for the purpose of undo the works of the evil one.
带着全能啊
And the Lord's word comes with great power.
一进来啊
And when it comes into
him, 所有的捆绑都离开了
Then all his bondages was set free.
出来的根本没听见什么福音啊
And then his joy rises up from within his heart and he did not even hear much on.Much of the gospel, but he took away his scarf and hat. And then he removed all these cumbersome things. And he did not know what to do, and he wanted to shout. But then he was saved. After he was saved, and he had no more fear. And he did not fear for anything else. And because now he had found
the Lord Jesus,
and the God.From the heaven is his
father.
Now he is no longer an orphan. An orphan. And then he would come to the meetings, rain or shine. And one day he came again. And in Taiwan, suddenly the torrential rain may pour. And suddenly the storm came. And if he was still remained as before, he would be so afraid.But then he stood still on that day, and he did not move forward, he did not return home. And he was just looking at the thunder and the storm, and then the pouring rain. And he just stood still and let the rain pour on him. And he just looked and enjoying rather the stormy weather. Because he remembered how afraid he was before.But then he knows that he was saved. And he received blessing. Then he realized that he had no fear. And he can look at the stormy weather, but remain peaceful within his heart. Because he realized Jesus Christ is truly his Savior.Brothers and sisters, we originally do not have help at all.But then perhaps I was born naturally stronger. Or perhaps you are the stronger man naturally. But then all this strength is a limited one. Yes, we all trust. Jesus Christ's victory. Therefore, we know his great salvation. The first thing is to become the father of the fatherless. Yes, now we have a father.And we talk about the widows now. And they have lost the significance of their lives. They do not know the true love anymore. And we are all the same. And what is the significance of our lives? And perhaps your family is pretty good. And yesterday my children came home and visited. And I have a pretty good home. And all my children are very good. And they have a very good relationship with me. And some people brought me food. And I said, you must have forgotten. And these things must be mixed with sugar. And you forget that your dad cannot eat sugar now. But then I appreciate his intent. But then if you have a good family, do you really find that is the significance of your life? Because the significance of life is not in these kind of relationship. You cannot find this
significance.
And you cannot find true love.And the widow speaks of our life that is without significance. And you have a future, but I don't. And you have a hope in the future, but I don't. Because I don't have the true love. But when Jesus is victorious, and he becomes the great salvation, and he becomes the vindicators for the widows, and then we find the greatest significance of life. Now we can find the true love. And the love that we talked about is not a term or noun. It is not a feeling. It is not an emotion.
我们讲的爱神就是爱。
And we speak of love, and that is God is love.
耶稣是爱。
Jesus is love.
圣灵将耶稣的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit will shed abroad Jesus' love into our hearts.
我们真的得到这个爱。
And if we truly have received this love,
这爱是我们最大的经历,
and this love is our greatest experience,
这爱是充满我们,
and this love may fill us,
充满我们全人每一个角落,
and can fill every part of our being,
这是福音啊,
and that is the gospel,
这是救恩啊,
that is the salvation,
耶稣得胜,
Jesus is victorious, then we can find our significance of life. Because this is the true love. And also, now he can find a home for the lonely. And the third manifestation of a natural life is that it is lonely. Are you lonely? These lonesome people. And that says that they cannot have any steady relationship with others. And carefully speaking, and we all need some kind of relationship with others. And we need to live a social life. But even that, your life remains to be a lonely one. And when something matters happen to you, and you find out that you cannot tell it to anybody else, and even the one who loves you the most, you cannot speak it.
里面的话也讲不出来，世界讲不出来。
And even if you truly try, then you can find no words to explain it.
讲出来了。
And if you have tried to say it, then what?
他们不能担负你的责任。
And they cannot bear your responsibility.
连和你同样的感觉也不能。
And they cannot even share how you feel about it.
我们的生命都是孤独的生命。
Our life is always the lonely life.
叫孤独的有家了。
But then now, God has made a home for the lonely.
真正的有家了。
Yes, it's the true home. This is the home of God. And myriads of sinners now can come. And some people may think that I can speak very well. Not only I don't know how, but I don't like to speak much. And when I'm at home, I don't speak much. And I don't have many words. And I live a very lonely life. And I always go individually here and there. And so therefore, when I heard the gospel, when a gospel friend heard of the gospel and become saved, and he became a brother, and his last name is Zhang, and he was my interpreter. But he hated my sermon. And he said, I have high blood pressure. And at that time, I spoke in a faster tongue. He said, your voice is too loud and too quick. And I cannot interpret for you. And I tried to slow you down. But then you make me so nervous, I don't even have time to kind of slow you down. And then he just tells me. And then he became an interpreter. And then later on, he lost his job. And then he had to transfer to another place. And when he went to a place without a Christian, and he could not find any child of God, and so he still stayed there for 2 years. And those were the dreadful times for him. And because he had nowhere to turn to fellowship, and nobody he could speak to, and no one who would rather listen to him. And then later on he discovered he has to pay any price to come back. And one time he did come back. And then he was marvelously changed. And he came to look me up. He said, Brother Z, I'm back. I want to be your interpreter again. He said, didn't you say you were afraid to be my interpreter? He said, oh, brother, I now change. And after these 2 years, and when I could not find any Christians, any brothers and sisters, and when I returned, and the first feeling I got is that every one of us is so lovely.
It's
that when I'm sitting in a meeting and I'm like as if I'm in heaven. And he said, I used to say that I don't like this and I don't like that. But this time after I returned, and every child of God is just as lovely. And because he was did not see any child of God for 2 years. And he said, nobody knows how painful it is to live among those who do not believe. But then it is the same for those who do not believe. And they could not have any
true
communication with others because our natural life is a lonely
one.
But then children of God should not expect other people to empathize with you.
There's no such thing.
But if you do dwell in the house of God, and this is the house of God, and we know that we have received now the same new life, and we have the same
fellowship,
that we may dwell in His house. And it is a marvelous thing. And because this is salvation, and that's because God had made a home for the lonely. Now we don't have to be lonely anymore. And then the last manifestation is that we are all prisoners. And what are these incarcerated people? And they have no freedom. And they are bounded. And they are bounded by sin. They are bounded by the world. They are bounded by their own natural life. And they are bounded by the devil. And they are bounded in every aspect. They cannot help it. Not to say that they were bounded by sin, but even a benign hobby may bound the person to. And I had a brother who liked to smoke. When he came to the church, he did not smoke. But when he stayed home, he smoked a few. And one day I went visiting, and I was knocking on the door, and then he came to open the door. And he had a cigarette in his mouth, and he opened the door. And then he opened the door and saw that it was me. And so he just took the cigarette out and tried to hide it. And I just turned my head a little. And let him deal with this cigarette first. And then I went to his home to visit him. And he said, Brother Z, I smoked a little. I'm sorry. And I say, you hear my sermon? And did I ever say that you cannot smoke? He said, oh, brother, then does that mean you smoke too? I said, no, I don't. Can we smoke in the church? Please don't mention the church. At the time of the Bible, the cigarette was not invented. It is not forbidden to smoke is not one of the Ten Commandments. It is not what you ought or you should or can or cannot, but it is a problem for the life. Then the life within us,
哇,这个时候,都顶出去了,
will want to reject any hobby. And therefore, the children of the Lord does not smoke cigarettes. And it is not to just quit smoking.
It's
not to quit drinking. And I heard a person who used to smoke but now not. And after I heard of him, and I want to find out how did he do. Did he quit it? Or is the result of the change of life? If it's the result of the change of life, it's good. And if he just quit it, then it's not much value. And because there are also the people from the world, and we're different. And this great life, and will reject cigarettes. And cigarette has no power over me. And wine is no longer binding to me. And all my hobbies is now my free from me. And this is salvation. And I met a brother, and then who is with the Lord now. And he smoked cigarette and drank alcohol and played mahjong. And he did not quit anything. And so therefore he gave me this testimony after listening to the gospel. And he said, I have this 1-inch square and 2-inch circle, 3-inch height. that is my bondage. And I did not originally understand what he was saying.
一寸方的是麻将牌,
1 inch square is the mahjong tile.
两寸圆的是酒杯,
and 2 inch round is the wine cup. And 3 inches long is the cigarette.
一寸方方二寸圆圆三寸长长把我捆得死死,
so he says it's 1 inch square, 2 inch round, and 3 inch long.
我一信主啊,
was my bondage. After I became a saint, and all this 1, 2, 3 is now behind me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
他一到92岁接主的,
and he went to meet the Lord at 92.
释放了一生了,
and the Lord has set him free
completely. 我们都是被囚的人啊,
and we are all originally prisoners.
你看这个脾气不好的人吗?
Have you ever met a person who had bad temper?
我说也年轻的在上海,
and when I was young, when I was in Shanghai, and we were at a war with Japan. And there was the elderly relative from the countryside.
Oh,
and, he came to stay in the house and he had bad temper. And we counted that 3 times a day, he will break out in temper because, and just like the meal, and it just comes regularly. And then after he break out in temper, then he could sleep and he could eat. But then all his relatives hated him. And no one could bear him. And because when the temper came and no one could stand him, then he said, after I became saved, oh, after I was saved, I look at this elderly man and then I have pity on him. And then after he lost it, then he would return his room and cry. But that's useless. Even though he was having a lot of regret. And then after regret, the same happened. And then regret again. And then same thing happened. It's the same every day. And this will follow him
until
he dies. There's only one thing, and that is to receive Jesus, the Savior. So I found a brother who is about his age to come and preach the gospel. And then he cried after hearing the gospel. And because he was moved by the Holy Spirit, is that all the sin, heavy burdens is now rolled away from me. And because we are all prisoners, and the Lord will cause the prisoners prosperity. And then the fifth kind, and that is the rebellious ones. And they will constantly live on the parchment. And David's psalm of salvation is so great. And that is to tell us all the natural manifestations of life. And then by the Lord, they can all be saved. But then one thing, we know that we cannot rebel against the Lord. If we rebel against Him, only one thing happens, and that is that your inner man will be dried up. Isn't that so? Have you ever experienced parched land? And when you rebel, and you can even argue, say, I'm not wrong. But then within you, it will be parched. And you will dry up.
Dry will be not.
And that is a bad feeling. And all Christians have the same experience. And when there is a breakage in your relationship with the Lord, perhaps by a little thing, and you really know that you have rebelled against
Him,
and you still try to argue, and it's not my fault, and not that much fault. But then you cannot explain away how dry you are inside, because you realize you are in the parched land. And the father to the fatherless, and a judge to the widows, and a home for the lonely, and the prisoners may be let out to prosperity, but only the rebellious will constantly dwell in the parched land. And when David explained this
salvation,
and then he cried out, O God, send down the great rain, and to strengthen, to confirm the earth. And that speaks of the advent of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们最伟大的恩, 救恩的,
and that is the greatest salvation.
五旬节圣灵来了,
and in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. And that was a great day. And now, it doesn't matter how many experiences we have in the Holy Spirit. And we also realized that was a Pentecost. And then our hymn says that the coming again of the Pentecost. And the reappearing of the Pentecost. And the Pentecost has come to me. And because that Pentecostal day is the first day of the Holy Spirit. And 120 brothers and sisters of the whole church were all filled by the Holy Spirit. And they all received strength from above. And they have received the greatest blessings of all. And they could start out to shake the kingdoms of Roman Empire. And until today, and the Holy Spirit has not returned. He still dwell upon this land. Continuously dwell in His church. And every time of the summer conference, the Holy Spirit
descends.
And then, but then, can, you know, how come the Holy Spirit only come in the summer conference? And after we come back, there's no more? And is that, could it be possible that rain only comes once a year? Oh no, this is our weakness. And before, we have both winter conference and summer conferences. And now we only have a summer conference. And I will go to Taiwan soon. And they still have summer conference and winter conference. And I will go to join their winter conference. And my eyes can see how the Holy Spirit will come. And they continue to nurture that experience in the Holy Spirit. And so often in their meetings, they have the descent of the Holy Spirit. And it's a lot of joy. And then I have to visit many places. And many people ask me, oh, can you handle such a tight schedule? And I say, only twice a year, I think I can handle it. And in America, I'm not that busy and even got sick. And when I went to Taiwan, after I got busy, then it did well. When I see the children of the Lord receive grace, how the Holy Spirit descends like a great rain. Therefore, we must pursue the Holy Spirit. And those of us who have received the experience of the Holy Spirit last year, and you must return to God to keep it, and to maintain such experience. And like this experience of the pouring rain, and it will permeate every part. And first speaks of the great rain, then speaks of the permeating rain. What is this one? And about 50 some years ago, and when we have the first church in Taiwan, and we have a huge plot of land. And in the morning, I thought I would water the lawn. But then I carry out one container of water, but then it did last. But then a brother came. And he said, Brother Z, this is not useful. And you must have a hose that connected to the faucet. Then you can water the whole land. And so if I started to use the hose, it is much better than a container. But then you still can only reach to a limited land. And if there's such a huge plot of land, and if we want to water the whole land, it takes a long time. It's not an easy task. But one night I woke up in the middle of the night. Why? And because the rain came.
外面,哇,
the rain came.
第二早晨我起来一看,
and the second morning when I woke up,
每一寸地都被浇透了,
and every inch of the land was
这和人浇水多不一样啊,
It is very different from what man can do. And that is the permeating rain. And then from that, the green vegetation can come up.
一壶浇水还行啊?
And if it's by our small container, it can never be satisfied. So therefore, we must look unto the Holy Spirit. And after about a month, I will return. And I want to pursue the Lord together with you. And I want to speak the Holy Spirit with you. That we must pursue Him together. Everyone must seek after the filling of the Holy Spirit. But then if we have the experience of the pouring rain, then we will have more abundant life. And every life will be refreshed. And naturally we will bloom. And we will bear fruit naturally. And that will cause us all to have greatest satisfaction. And then he talked about the Mount of Bashan. And that is the mountain of many peaks. And you who are many peaks. And it is the special in the English term. And one word they miss.
叫做写着也就是极度神所住的山。极度神所住的山。It's
the mountain with many with envy.
神所住的山。It,
that the Lord dwells.
世界是个世界就多峰多岭的山。And
the world is like a mountain with many peaks. And that mountain may look nice. And they must have many peaks. And because the world has all kinds of variations. The world truly has its attractions. And therefore it is described as the mountain of many peaks. And how come you look at with envy on the mountain of God? And the world is envying towards the church. And if anyone gets satisfaction deep within them, and whenever a person truly have a great peace, and that they can enjoy the great salvation like us, and the mountain of God are blessed. And then speaks of how he has ascended on high, and he has led captive by
captives,
and he will receive gifts, give gifts to men, and then because of Christ's victory, and Christ's victory above all the enemies, is there still enemies work on you? Just name them. The Lord can overcome each of them. If it's your sickness, that is also an enemy. The Lord can overcome it. Every problem. The Lord can overcome it. And at the end. And then you can ascribe strength to God. And what is to give back to God? And because you have received from Him first, therefore you can give it back to Him. And if I've given you, and then you can return to
God,
and return your strength to God.
神是把能力、血病赐给他百姓的神。
And because our God is the God who gives strength and power
to His people.
And we must give power back to God. And only our God is the God who gives strength to His people and give power to His people. Today is the day of the Holy Spirit. And God has given us strength and power. And so that we may give God strength and power. And even in the smallest thing, give power to God. And within your own household, live out God's power. And in our working places, live out God's strength. Even in our most painful experiences, live out God's strength. In every aspect of our daily living. Because God has given us strength and power. Therefore, we can give the Lord power and strength as well. And this is David's victorious psalm. And today we are also in this victory. It's not to say that you can.
不是我能得胜,
or say I can.
耶稣基督得胜了,
Jesus Christ, the victorious one. He has ascended on high.
掳掠了仇敌,
and he has taken captivity captive. And we are now blessed.
做孤儿的父,
and he became the father to the father.
做马妇的生育者,
and the judge to the widows.
叫孤独的有家,
and a home is given to the lonely.
叫贵族的出来享福,
and in prison, the prisoners can now let into prosperity. And let us learn to be obedient ones. Let's sing hymn 658.
Thank you.